What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome humans. Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD whisperer, back with another daily dose of focus, calm, and a whole lot of life hacking. Today, we're diving into something super important, especially if you ever feel like your words get lost in the noise, or like you're constantly playing catch-up in conversations. We're talking about effective communication skills. Not just for work presentations or big meetings, though those are important too, but for everyday life. Imagine this. Effortlessly expressing your thoughts and feelings, getting your point across with clarity and confidence, and building stronger connections with the people around you. Sounds pretty darn amazing, right? So, buckle up because we're about to unlock some seriously powerful strategies that will transform your communication game. Get ready to level up. First up, let's talk active listening. This isn't just about hearing words, it's about truly understanding the speaker. Pay attention to their tone of voice, body language, and the emotions they're conveying. You know that feeling when someone is talking and you're mentally already planning your response? Yeah, we gotta ditch that. Ask clarifying questions, summarize what you've heard to make sure you're on the same page, and show genuine empathy. Next, we need to master the art of clear and concise expression. Think about it like this. Your brain is a supercomputer, processing tons of information every second. Now imagine trying to communicate all those complex thoughts without a clear framework. That's where organization comes in. Before you speak or write, take a moment to structure your ideas logically. Use transitions, words, and phrases to guide your listener through your thought process. And remember, less is often more. Get to the point without unnecessary jargon or rambling. Thirdly, don't be afraid to embrace vulnerability. I know, it can feel scary to open up sometimes, but true connection comes from authenticity. Sharing your thoughts and feelings, appropriately, of course, builds trust and strengthens relationships. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Now, let's talk about nonverbal communication. This is where body language, facial expressions, and tone of voice come into play. Ever felt like someone was saying one thing but their body language said something else entirely? Yeah, that can be confusing. Be mindful of your own nonverbal cues. Maintain eye contact, without staring. Smile genuinely, and use open and inviting body posture. It all adds up to a more impactful and engaging conversation. Finally, practice, practice, practice. Just like any skill, effective communication takes time and effort. The more you put yourself out there, the more comfortable and confident you'll become. Don't be afraid to try new things, experiment with different styles, and find what works best for you. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're in a meeting at work. You have an amazing idea that could really benefit the team, but every time you try to speak up, your brain goes blank, your words get jumbled, and you end up feeling tongue-tied. Sound familiar? This happens to all of us. But what if I told you that by using some of these communication strategies, active listening, clear expression, vulnerability, and strong nonverbal cues, you could confidently share your ideas, engage in meaningful discussions, and make a real impact? You could become that person who speaks with conviction and inspires others. That's the power of effective communication. So, remember, folks, words have power. Use them wisely, use them intentionally, and watch how they transform your world. Ready to take charge of your communication game? Here's what I want you to do. Choose one of these strategies, active listening, clear expression, vulnerability, or nonverbal cues, and commit to practicing it for the next week. Seriously, make it a challenge. Track your progress, celebrate your wins, and remember that every small step counts. And hey, if you're feeling inspired, share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these tips. Let's spread the word about effective communication and help each other thrive. Until next time, keep those brains buzzing and those voices strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.